Welcoming. The doctor prescribes the taking of herbs for a limited time. During that time, they do their work. Likewise, our time together will be limited. However, Wu Xin's words will not be limited. The seeds are planted and will yield fruit. Wu Xin's instructions will not lead you to anywhere. They lead you toward the place that you have never departed from. No religion, with its requirements of intermediaries and postponement, is spoken here. There is no one to wait for, and no time need be waited on. Listen to Wu Xin, and don't listen to your mind. There are two ways of listening. There is the mere hearing of words, and there is the listening which catches the real significance of what is being said. The listening that requires a keen, alert mind. To the words of Wu Xin, hearing is not enough. It is irrelevant whether or not you agree with what is said. Truth does not require your agreement, merely your recognition. In the days ahead, there will be opportunities for questions. All the questions that have ever been submitted to Wu Xin are wrong questions. No one has ever submitted the right question. The right question is the last question. It leads to the end of questioning. The wrong question merely births more questions. You come to realize what is timelessly, endlessly, present here and now. It may seem like an attainment, but it is not. You gain nothing, but only lose what wasn't yours to begin with. The experience of stillness is not it. The experience of silence is not it. The experience of complete peace is not it. The experiencing is it. in a sense, the past and the unknown run in parallel. Clinging to the former makes it impossible to gain glimpses into the latter. As such, there is nothing to learn. However, there is much to unlearn. One must have immense patience to discern this. The discernment appears in an instant, but when it appears, cannot be dictated. Those who wish to keep their illusions can do so and will remain frozen in place. Those who fear them will recede into safer illusions, while those of you who see through them move ever forward. Clarity does not require giving up all of one's material possessions. All that is needed is to relinquish one's erroneous beliefs. What Wu Xin speaks about is a process of unlearning. It is the abandonment of ideas and beliefs, of all rigid forms of thought and feeling, whereby the mind tries to organize its own activities into orderly compartments. These dogmas and philosophical systems are only ideas about reality, in the same way as words are not facts, but only ideas about facts. What Wu Xin points to is the coming into direct contact with reality itself, without allowing the belief systems to intervene. We begin as a child, and most often end as a child. Much of what we acquire in the interim will at some point be lost. Therefore, let us look at the situation in a different way and decide on what really matters. Doubt and uncertainty often lead to new points of view. Here we admit the distinction between what is and what appears to be. We cease accepting imagination as reality. Now, in order to examine anything thoroughly, we must be outside of it. So, tomorrow, we begin by standing outside ourselves and take a bit of time to view what's there. Prior to the rising of self-consciousness, there were no wants. Now there are wants. You all want to know about death. Why inquire regarding what happens after death? We remain unclear on what is going on right now. Let us clarify that first. This person that you are so preoccupied with, what is it? What, in fact, is born? This person is to the body what colour and fragrance is to a flower. It comes into being when the foundation to support it appears. That is, self-conscious. What is born, in the strictest sense, is witnessing via a body. With the arrival of self-consciousness, this pure witnessing is obscured, and all perceptions and conceptions are experienced through the seeming person. The sounds that emanate from a musical instrument and nothing more than a movement of energy through the instrument. Likewise, the person is nothing more than a movement of energy through the instrument, the body. Selfish love is the primary interruption to life. When you are loving life, the perceiving, feeling, thinking, experiencing, creating, you are aligned with it. When there is dissatisfaction, it is a call for realignment with what is. In nature, everything pulsates. It appears, it throbs, and then it disappears. Heart, breath, digestion, sleep, and waking, birth and death. Everything comes and goes in waves. Time scales may vary, but the outcome is always the same. Periodicity and the harmonious alternation between extremes is the very essence of life. Wu Xin cannot provide you with what you have predetermined to be acceptable. His words are not another's. They are uniquely his own, emanating in much the same way as the fragrance of a flower. This inert object, this body, when combined with the conscious life energy, forms a composite, which is often referred to as a person. All the I run, I sit, I sleep, I think, I remember, I worry, are statements that confuse the subjective with the instrument of the subject. What is required to make a person? One needs a form and a name that refers to it. But this is not enough. Otherwise, a tree would be a person. The form with a name also needs modalities of cognition and action. But this too is not enough. Otherwise, a tiger would be a person. The final ingredient is that one needs to be a human. Only humans are persons. See that the person is, in reality, nothing more than a verbal construct, and that there is no entity as such. This is the primal error, assigning reality to something which is merely an idea. The rabbit runs away from the fox on the hunt. It is only a body that runs. There is no one who ran. Expanding on this, we can see that all notions of a personal self are false. An action occurred. At that moment, there is only acting, but no actor. It then follows that any life of a personal self is likewise false. The flower's inherent response to turn toward the sun is in the essential nature of the plant. The mode of any action of any form, its behaviour, is inherent in its nature. There is no entity doing anything. The organism reacts. This self-deception, this I am this body idea, can die while the body continues to live. But there cannot be anyone to bring it about. Appearances in emptiness can never affect emptiness. The space inside the cup is the same as the space outside the cup. Only walls, mental or physical, delineate inside from outside. The silence preceding the words is the same silence after they are spoken. These are the offspring of the unchanging. Therefore, forget whatever can be forgotten. In so doing, what is revealed is that which cannot be forgotten. One must be empty of the known to understand this. To try to incorporate it into the known is bound to fail. We miss what is due to a lack of attention. Instead, we create something else using excessive imagination, which is like a high fever insofar as it makes you see things which aren't really there. People have become enslaved to their thoughts. They listen and obey. They are so entranced in the world that their discrimination has atrophied. They cannot even discern the difference between diamonds and rock salt. You are where your mind is. Escape from the thought sphere, therefore, is the imperative. It is not accomplished by killing the mind, resisting thought, or similar acts. Instead, it happens quite naturally by removing attention from thoughts. Without the energy of attention, thought dies. It is suggested that nothing can change without effort. Making tremendous efforts teaches the futility of effort. It is like trying to escape from a pit by digging downward. Wu Xin says no effort is required in the sense that no effort is required to be aware. Just relax. Don't make an effort to relax. In that natural relaxation, what you need to know will present itself. No one can do it for you, just as no one can eat for you to appease your hunger.